This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi after successfully concluding a substantive and productive visit to the US at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was the Prime Minister's first visit to the US after the inauguration of President Donald Trump for a second term. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, as well as regional and global issues of concern. The Prime Minister said, India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with the US President yesterday, Mr. Modi said, India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism, and both nations agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from the 10th to the 12th of February, where he co-chaired the AI Action Summit along with French President Emmanuel Macron. Kashi Tamil Sangamam 3.0, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, will commence today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. The third edition of the event will be inaugurated by Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath, and Union Minister of State for Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan. The 10-day event will conclude on the 24th of February. Kashi Tamil Sangamam is being organized by the Ministry of Education in collaboration with various ministries and the Uttar Pradesh government. This event will provide an opportunity for scholars, students, philosophers, traders, artisans, artists and people from all walks of life from the two regions to come together, share their knowledge, culture and best practices and learn from each other's experiences. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct board exams for class 10th and 12th from today. The class 10 exams will conclude on 18th March and the class 12th exams will end on 4th of April. Over 42 lakh students will appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, yesterday inaugurated the 11-day-long Divya Kala Mela at Gulshan Ground in Jammu. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Mela is a unique initiative of Government of India towards the economic empowerment of Divyangjan, which is being organized by the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Divyangjan, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, in collaboration with National Divyangjan Finance and Development Corporation. The Mela showcased extraordinary talent, creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of Divyang artisans and entrepreneurs and artists from across J&K and various other states and UTs of the country. The LG expressed gratitude to Government of India and all the stakeholders associated with the noble endeavour. The 38th National Games concluded yesterday in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, with a grand closing ceremony that featured spectacular cultural performances, making the event truly memorable. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, the chief guest of the ceremony, congratulated the Uttarakhand government for successfully hosting the games and praised them as the Green Games. In cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants in the opening match of Women's Premier League WPL 2025 at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara yesterday. Chasing 202 for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru reached the target with 6 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Giants scored 201 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.